Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it! The man was correct, as my name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but hardly duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio world, so having defended the belt now for better than 35 years. And straight up today, I'll be joined in about 15 minutes, of course, by the undefeated John Signorello, talking about the world of boxing. But until then, I'm going to delve into the world of cage fighting, the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC having a week off, of course, and they deserve to have a week off because they had a pretty good run as far as a number of cards, not quality of cards, but number of cards. And of course, the quality of cards, that's where the fight fan is, that's where you spend your money. Do you want to spend it on pay-per-view? The UFC now talking about Fight Pass and doing all kinds of new things with Fight Pass. We'll get to that as well in this hour. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Actually, it's your show. So if you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line. Text the studio. If you want to dog me, you can. I can deal with it. 415-275-16. My skin is thick. 415, the studio line, studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Devin Haney looking good, of course, over the weekend. Not a whole lot of boxing this weekend, but next week, of course, the fat shamer. I'm talking about Andrew Ruiz challenging Anthony Joshua. Once beaten Ruiz. What? Good fighter, but fat fighter. Taking on the sculpted, the cut-up, the world heavyweight champion, Anthony Joshua. Sort of like Doughboy versus Hercules. I expect Hercules to blow him away. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink.
I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system...
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80, with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I talk often about moving up in weight, how it was impossible. Actually, it wasn't impossible, so I first started like at 70 pounds and eventually ended up... Actually, my peak was 139 pounds, but I fought at 147 at one point in time and weighed 151 for one fight. God knows I was not supposed to be in the ring that day, but I won. I was lucky. Anyway, the guy was lesser than I was. That's why I took the fight at the last minute. And at the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you always have to prepare. You can't be fat shame like Andy Ruiz is every week on this show. Anyway, bottom line is, we're not going to talk about Andy Ruiz. We're going to talk about the UFC and this young man from Brazil. I'm talking about Rafael dos Anjos, now 32 years old, the former lightweight champion, 155 pounds now, fighting at 170 pounds. And that's what I talk about moving up in weight, man. That's like 15 pounds, moving up 15, gee, good Lord, man, that's a lot of weight, from 155 to 170 pounds. I mean, there's two weight classes in between there, maybe not three, maybe every 5 pounds there should be a weight class, because there's difference in guys from 105 pounds to 108 pounds, from 112 to 115 pounds. You put a guy that's a junior welterweight next to a welterweight, a guy that's 140 pounds next to a 147-pounder, the 147-pounder is just naturally bigger, unless he's fat, okay? Unless it's like stealing his money like Mikey Garcia. Anyway, bottom line is Kevin Lee and Rafael Dos Anjos hooked it up. And, you know, Rafael's, as I said, the former lightweight champ, moving up to 170 pounds. I sort of doubted him, man, but he got Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee's a pretty bad dude. Kevin Lee, I think, came in at 17-4, left 17-5 in the fourth round. Of course, 347 in. Rafael Dos Anjos, still a winner now, 29-11.
Ladies and gentlemen, the end comes officially. 3 minutes, 47 seconds. Round number four, submission by arm triangle. For your winner out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Rafael dos Anjos.
I'm here with your winner, Rafael dos Anjos. Rafael, beautiful performance. You guys were going back and forth. Ultimately, you went in there and got that beautiful finish. I imagine you got to be happy to come in here and get that tonight.
Yeah, man. First of all, I want to give all the glory to my Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I could do nothing. I'm 34 years old, 40 professional fights, 27 UFC appearances. And I know I took Kevin Lee. It's a new guy, young kid, coming up division. And I'm just happy to have these guys here. Giovanni, Jason, Felipe Della Monica, Bryce, you know, this guy with me, I'm a blessing, man.
Well, listen, you knew you were going to have to weather an early storm from Kevin Lee, and you did just that. did things go exactly how you kind of planned? It came out hard early, and it seemed like you really gathered your momentum towards the later rounds in the third and fourth.
Yeah, I knew he was coming strong on the first round, and he pushed through the third, and I was just using my experience. Jason Parrillo told me to do a little adjustment on the fourth, make a huge difference, stick more my jab, you know, don't load too much my punches. I started letting go more. I was able to, you know, work my takedowns. And man, I was need that victory, you know. Want to send a big hug for my family, my wife Chris, my little baby Roger, 7, 8 months old yesterday, Rafinha, Gustavo, that love you guys.
Oh yeah, I've been watching the countdown and all that stuff and seeing you with your family, great family, man. Hey, speaking of which, let's take a look at some of this beautiful performance so you can take some of this money back to your family. As soon as you got this stuffed this takedown, it seemed like he broke just a little bit. Did you feel that?
Yeah, you know, I was feeling he was getting comfortable on the clinch, putting me against the fence, but I was taking my time and taking his energy. You know, I used a little bit of my experience, my cage experience. My last three fights, I fought 5 rounds with the best guys in the world. So it gave me a lot of credentials, a lot of experience for situations like that.
Well, listen, you've shined in the welterweight division. It's wide open right now. It's crazy division. Is there anybody out there that you'd like to face next?
No, you know, anybody, like Coach said. You know, I know that I have what it takes to be a world champion. You know, I just want to be ready for the right opportunity. I'll be ready to take advantage of it.
Classy guy, Rafael Dos Anjos. Don't call him Dos Anjos, Dos Anjos. Bottom line is, bad dude, pound for pound, now at 170 pounds, not having to struggle that much to make the weight, but this camp tells me that he's still cutting weight. I mean, it's not an easy thing to make 170, even though you fought previously at 155. Don't tell me why, I just don't know. Anyway, speaking of welterweights, of course, Bellator, the B-level. I don't want to say the B-level, I would say the American League compared to the National League of the UFC versus the Bellator MMA guys, because some of these Bellator guys are pretty damn good. But Bellator 222 comes back from the Mecca of boxing, soon to become the Mecca of MMA. I don't know. Madison Square Garden, New York City, baby, June 14, 2019. On top, former UFC fighter Rory McDonald, now 20-5 with a draw, taking on Neiman Gracie. Yeah, that naming Gracie, one of those Gracie guys. No, not Gracie Allen, the comedian with George Burns back in the 50s. I'm talking about Hoist Gracie, you know, that family, from those people. 9-0. Never been beaten, 6'0" is what he stands, fighting at 170 pounds. Actually, they expect these fights to be a catchweight fight. Somebody told me this fight's going to be at 175 because Gracie's not the most well-cut-up guy in the entire world as far as his body's concerned. You know where I'm talking from? In other words, he's another fat guy, maybe like Andy Ruiz. Anyway, good luck to him on that. But anytime a Gracie's involved, can I say, there's intrigue because they were the people that basically put the UFC on the map. They started this form of Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighting back about, I think it was 1937, 1940, somewhere around there, and it's, you know, evolved into what it is today. Anyway, also on the card, a featherweight prelim fight, Aaron Pico and Adam Bariks. Aaron Pico, what can I say? Adam Bariks, undefeated, 8-0. They think this guy can really rock, baby, 145 pounds. 5'11", he can really crack, and he's coming to us from Hungary. And we know those guys from Hungary are hungry. I'm just kidding. I've been to Budapest. It's a nice place. In fact, I introduced the president of Hungary in 2013 at a sporting event, President Janos Adler. And I'll never forget they told me later there was that the Secret Service had followed me around here in the United States for like 2 weeks beforehand because they knew I was going to be like the presenter of awards to the president. I would bring him up to this crowd at the WBO Convention Awards. Don King was there, a few major stars there, but man, what an event that was when the president showed up. And I didn't know, I had no idea. I mean, the Secret Service followed me for 2 weeks here in the United States. So basically, they watched me drive my car, and you know, I don't know. What did I do? Bottom line is, I don't know. But you never know when somebody's watching. Believe me, you just never know when somebody's watching. But Bellator 222 coming back. That's June the 14th, of course, on DAZN. That's why Bellator is all about DAZN now. Back to the UFC, of course, and the UFC rocking and rolling on ESPN, ESPN+. I'd keep going, you know, but the pay-per-view's got to come to an end. It's just got to come to an end. It does. I mean, you can't gouge people week in and week out. And I mean, almost, okay, month in and month out, and just gouge them for money like Dana and these guys have done. And I mentioned this before. I'm not into this being the Dana White show. Okay, it shouldn't be the Dana White show. It should be the Brock Lesnar show. It should be the John Jones, Jessica Andrade, whatever, the fighters. It should be about the fighters. Ala Quinta, Cowboy Cerrone. It should be about these. It shouldn't be about Dana White. It's all about Dana White now. Dana this, Dana that, Dana this, Dana that. They interview Dana. They interview Dana before they interview the fighters sometimes. I mean, you want to screw Dana. Yeah, he was some, you know, chubby guy that thought he could fight a little bit out of East Boston until Whitey Bulger, you know, scared the snot out of him and scared him out of town. That's why he went to Vegas. That's how he met up with the Fertittas, is that he was a scared little puppy dog, put his tail between his legs. Instead of standing up to Whitey Bulger and telling him, Whitey, I ain't taking your crap, he said, I'm getting out of town. Whitey wanted $2,500 a month protection. Dana White was running a Boston boxing gym. For basically amateurs, had a couple of pros, but wasn't making any money doing it. And Whitey Bulger's people said, give me $2,500 a month. I think Dana's response was they couldn't give you $25 a month or something like that. Anyway, at the end of the day, Dana fled Boston, went to Las Vegas, and, of course, became the entrepreneur of the century. I mean, basically, he went from nothing to being essentially a billionaire, almost a billionaire. If he owned 10% of the UFC and it sold for $4.2 billion, that means he's worth $420 million. That's how much Dana White got out of that cut. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Good Lord. Anyway, the bottom line is we don't want him to be the face of cage fighting. We want the fighters to be the face of cage fighting. He's not bigger than the fighters, but yet he's made himself bigger than the fighters. Big shame there. Bad for the UFC, bad for the MMA world in general. Next up, we're talking boxing with the undefeated Johnny Signorella from Las Vegas on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Go put your cut on, honey. This is getting good.
When you want to talk about linear champion, it's like the real guy. You hear what I'm trying to say? When Muhammad Ali had his title taken away from him in 1966 or 1967, I mean, he was a champion. There was no doubt about it. You just can't take away his title, okay? Linear champion means the guy recognized by experts as we go back in time as the world heavyweight champion. Right now, that is the undefeated Tyson Fury. I kid you not. Mr. Tyson Fury, of course, has been the man for a long time now. Took those 2.5 years off. Got fat, went to 380 pounds. Some say it was 450 pounds, but he's got his weight down. He's got his act together, and he had a one-on-one, take that back, a one-on-two with Stephen Smith and Max Kellerman, ESPN, and it went down like this.
I've heard the answer to this, but why not the immediate rematch with Deontay Wilder? Just put that out there, Bubba.
Because on Showtime, it wasn't viewed by that many people. I believe it was only 325,000 views for a world heavyweight title fight with two of the most colourful, charismatic champions in the past 50 years, 30 years. You know, this needs to be built bigger. And I believe that the platform of ESPN will give me that option to make it a massive global fight. Not only 300,000 people in the United States. You know, it was viewed by 450 in the United Kingdom at 5 a.m. in the morning. So this fight needs to be built and built big, and I'm sure that ESPN gives me that platform to do so, Max.
How do you feel about fighting in this era? It's not, you know, I saw Deontay Wilder hurt by King Kong Ortiz. That's a guy not everyone wants to fight. Knock him out. I saw Joshua get knocked down like he was knocked cold by Vladimir Klitschko, got off the deck to knock him out. I saw you in the 12th round of a fight get hit by one of the all-time great punchers in Deontay Wilder, and I thought the fight was over. And you got up off the deck and I thought won the fight because you were ahead on points and you wound up getting a draw. How does it feel to be in this era where you have rivals who have some of that stuff on the inside, too, that make them special?
It's a great era to be involved in. You know, all of the fighters in the division at the minute are hot. They're all on fire. Everyone believes in themselves. You know, you got Wilder, Joshua, myself, and so many just a little bit behind chasing. There's a mad pack of dogs chasing us, right behind us on our tail. So I hope that some of them break forward into this next echelon of fighters.
Max, when I ask this question, I interject. I don't mind deferring to y'all at all. I just want to be inquisitive about this in this respect. When I hear you talk about Deontay Wilder, I hear respect. You can beat him. You know, you feel you beat him, et cetera, but there's respect. And it's not to say that you don't respect Anthony Joshua, but I think you two view yourself as guys who have to chase him and he is avoiding y'all. Is that a fair depiction of what's going on in heavyweight division in your mind right now?
Well, firstly, I respect all boxers that get in the ring, but I do offer more respect for Deontay Wilder than Anthony Joshua because Wilder has proved to me that he is willing to step up and fight the best, and he has done. You know, he fought Ortiz, everyone avoided Ortiz, didn't want to fight him. He stepped in the ring with me. He'd been trying to fight Anthony Joshua for so long. I proved it time and time again, going to Germany, coming to America as an underdog to fight these champions in our own country. For me, Anthony Joshua needs to prove himself on the world stage because he's so happy fighting in England and fought beaten Klitschko after I'd destroyed him mentally and had a war with him in a beaten fighter. So he needs to prove he's willing to step up to the plate and fight the best. No, there was a lot of talk of them two going back and forward, fighting each other for over a year. Mm-hmm. And it took me, a fat, bald-headed guy who'd come back after 3 years out of the ring to accept a challenge to defend my country, so to say. You know, what type of a world champion is this when a guy who's been out of the ring for so long has to come back and defend the throne?
Tyson, I thought you just brought something up. I thought that you were done. You talked about spiraling into depression, drug abuse.
Yeah.
You were obese. It's not just that you beat Klitschko, but then you went through that before you came back to get off the deck against Deontay Wilder. How do you now find yourself in the position you're in? How did you get here?
You know, it's been a lot of hard work and dedication, and I believe every step I ever took and every left and right turn I ever made was all meant to be. I believe I had to go through all those dark times to be able to appreciate good times, appreciate small things in life, because I took a lot of things for granted in my life, Max. Everything I ever touched turned to gold, and there was a point in my life where I never appreciated nothing. Nothing meant anything to me because everything came so easy to me. But now I appreciate that glass of water, because there was a long period of time where the only place I ever thought I'd ever end up was in a padded room, and I didn't think I'd ever come back to competitive boxing. I didn't think I'd ever lose the weight. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do, but as something I'd suffered with my whole life, depression and anxiety, never really understood it until 2016, till I started doing proper research on the matter. I just thought that it was something that I was suffering with or feeling. I couldn't put into words how I was feeling at that time, and I was just keeping away from everybody else until I exploded and I needed help immediately.
He doesn't talk about it. He'll even get a little ornery if you bring it up. But there have been reports that, Tyson, you donated your entire purse, I think it was from the Wilder fight, to people who needed it, essentially.
Well, the thing is, what I do in my personal life is not what I want to portray over as a professional, because I'm not some do-gooder who's looking for a pat on the back off the public to say, oh, Tyson's a nice bloke, let's give him a pat on the back. You know, what I do in my life behind closed doors, that's up to me. You know, I never publicise stuff that
Couldn't that be an inspiration to others? You made it all the way back and then gave of yourself?
Yeah, but it's not about that for me. What I do to help others is just between me and them. I don't brag about it. And I don't, like I say, I'm not some do-gooder who needs the pat on the back for helping someone who's in a worse position than I am, because I feel this way because I know what it's like because I've been in that position. And, you know, when you're on top of the world, everybody wants to be your friend and everybody wants to give you stuff for free and everybody wants to be around you. But, you know, when I was down, dark and depressed and out of everything, I was on the verge of suicide, where are all those people then? Right. When you needed them most, when I needed those people most, when I needed that positivity around me, they were all gone. Everybody left an abandoned ship. Only the real people, like close family and close friends, you see who the real people are in life when you come to that position, God forbid you ever do.
So now that you're here and you're obviously on top of the world and you're in a position, you're a three-headed monster in the heavyweight division, you, Wilder, and Anthony Joshua. What are you hoping for first and foremost? I mean, is it Wilder? Is it Joshua?
The question is, what is my motivation?
Yes. Okay, fair enough.
There we go.
Fair enough. No problem.
My motivation is to be the best in my era. You know, it's not about who can create the most diverse opinions or whatever. It's just about who goes down as the best of this era. You know, I already got a head start in the guys when I took the lineal championship off Vladimir. You know, I've already stepped up and fought Deontay Wilder. I think all of us need to fight more than one time apiece. You know, go back to the days of Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Kenny Norton, all these great fights they had. They fought each other time and time again. And it's just like today everyone's afraid of losing. They don't want to step up to the plate because, oh, he said, she said, I might be better, I deserve a few more dollars or whatever.
Tyson Fury just putting it out there, man, telling it like it is. Of course, he is like the spokesperson of the heavyweight division, because the other two guys, when they talk, I hear the grumbling of Deontay Wilder and the meek, mild whispers of Anthony Joshua. Am I wrong in feeling that way, John Signorella?
Absolutely not, and I'm so glad you went here. I could listen to Mr. Tyson Fury talk all day long. You know, he's a great storyteller. And what a story that was told that night when Deontay Wilder looked like he sent him to hell. And then he gets up like the Undertaker in Mr. Tyson Fury. And what an inspirational story for people that suffered from mental depression, drug addiction, just, you know, gaining weight and not living a healthy life. And look what he did just by showing up. And by the way, guys, he fought one hell of a fight.
But he blamed his friends for his cocaine problem.
That's a little bit of a cop-out, right?
Come on.
Hey, you got to get it from someone, though, right?
Where were my friends? Well, they were selling you the Coke.
We're going to go off the rails. Hey, a lot of people, you know, you get a lot of stuff from your friends. Jobs, sometimes you meet a chick, or if you're a chick, you meet a guy. In this case, he got some drugs.
27-0, of course, the Linear World Heavyweight Champion, ranked number 3 by BoxRec. BoxRec supposedly uses a computer to do this ratings. According to their ratings, Anthony Joshua, the young man from the UK, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 1,175 points, 29 years old, 22 in zip. Deontay Wilder, 621 points, 621.6, 33 years old, 41-0-1. And, of course, the aforementioned Tyson Fury, 27-0-1. Of course, the draw both on the record of Fury and Wilder was when they faced each other December 1st, 2018, which was a barn burner. But you heard Tyson Fury mention the fact that only 325,000 people watched, 325,000 homes watched this on Showtime and the week afterwards. After all the buzz for this fight, man, Showtime should have got a lot more people than that.
Absolutely. And I'm going to rate these three guys real quick. And it's funny because it resembles their personality traits, how they handle themselves in the ring and outside of the ring. Number one, Deontay Wilder is the stronger guy of all of them, right? And he throws his personality out there in big, loud volumes, okay? Then you have Anthony Joshua, who's more of the quieter guy, more of a balanced, focused boxer, has some power, and can show emotion sometimes outside of the ring when he talks. Recently with the Jermell Miller press conference, we saw a side of Anthony Joshua that's a little darker. So he's somewhere in between the two, right? Now you look at Mr. Tyson Fury. He's a wonderful boxer and has a great soundbite and is super, super entertaining. So all of those guys possess great qualities that if they were to face each other, has a winnable personality trait and character trait within the ring.
You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
That's all I want to fight is serious challenges. We got respect for each other, mutual respect, fighter to fighter. But when it comes down to competition, we're both beasts. We're both lions in the jungle. And the best man has to win. So if Dylan wants to fight here, he's more than welcome as well.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
All of this is yours.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Check the clock. 40 minutes past.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
I gaffed that one. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Pre-warned and all, folks. That's a senior moment in the world of radio. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course. Each and every Sunday, we come to you 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Of course, we talk boxing and MMA. On Saturday, the Saturday edition is for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, and the subject is boxing and MMA. But I do want to mention the fact that it was a spectacular professional wrestling card this week, this weekend. I think the best card that's been around in a long time. All Elite Wrestling has come into the world of professional wrestling. They have signed a contract with TNT Sports or TNT Turner Networks. So the bottom line is, remember the old WCW? Well, guess what? All Elite Wrestling, with stars like Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega and people like that, I mean, mega stars, are now with All Elite Wrestling. And it looks like they could possibly compete, as far as talent is concerned, with the WWE. Can't match the WWE in money made and contracts and worldwide stuff, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, they got it in bank. There's no doubt about it. But there's another wrestling entity around, and I really, really push this one. This is Major League Wrestling. They're another professional wrestling organization. I think they're coming to us out of Florida or wherever they're taping around the country. But the bottom line is they taped some shows in Madison, take them back, in New York City a couple of weeks ago, and it's Major League Wrestling. You've got to check out Major League Wrestling. That's on YouTube or BN Sports. I think Friday nights they're live on BN Sports. So fantastic world of professional wrestling right now outside of the WWE. And am I trying to spit on the WWE and then I say spit with an H? Yes, definitely. I despise Vince McMahon. Straight up, my co-partner doesn't despise this Vince McMahon. He likes Vince McMahon. So to show you we have a difference in opinion here, there's just no doubt about that. Now, back to the world of boxing, of course. Let's talk about the up-and-comers. We talked about Teofimo Lopez, big time, which outrageous progress, big time. What heavyweight shots are out there? What about this guy, Oscar Rivas?
Oscar Rivas is good. There's also Daniel Dubois out there. Some people are high on Joe Joyce. I have no idea why.
Yeah,
guy's as slow as a turtle, man. Like, when he throws punches, man, you can see him coming miles. Not only a mile, miles away. F.A. Agbaji is another guy out there coming up. Also unbeaten. Shows good power. I'm very interested in seeing him and Daniel Dubois' progress. But, yes, Oscar Rivas, you know, looked good in his last outing. And I'm looking forward to seeing him fight. I believe he's an ESPN platform fighter. So I'll be sure to see him soon on that network.
He's a heavyweight, though. And I don't think I've seen any Colombian heavyweights before. In fact, in the old days, you know, you know what a Mexican heavyweight was about 10 years ago, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
A fat middleweight.
Yeah, I think we're about to see that coming up with Andy Ruiz.
Oh, I didn't even want to go there, and you took it. I can't believe it. I'm not fat shaming Andy Ruiz anymore. I have a ton of respect for Andy Ruiz. And I'm crossing my fingers. And listen, he doesn't want to show up looking like an athlete. That's him, okay? He looks more like an athletic supporter. And for you guys out there that have been in sports, you know what an athletic supporter is.
I could go 7 different directions with this, but I'm going to go with one very pertinent point. A lot of pressure is on Anthony Joshua right now, not only because of Wilder's sensational KO last week of Dominic Brazil, tough act to follow, right? Sensational KO, first round, all right? That a lot of people out there that are going to tune in are just going to see a fat guy in Andy Ruiz and, you know, a guy that looks like a Greek god in Anthony Joshua. And if this goes a couple rounds and the fat guy looks good for a little while – not a good look for Anthony Joshua, man. He's got a lot of pressure on him to take, you know, the heavyset guy. I'm going to say heavyset now because I said fat too much.
Thick.
Heavyset, man. Thick. The thick man and Andy Ruiz. Now, Andy, if you're listening, your people are listening, I give you nothing but props. I know you got hand speed. I know you're coming to fight. You're in entertaining fights. You know, I thought you won the Joseph Parker fight. So no disrespect, homie, but we kind of know what we're going to get here, and the pressure is on Anthony Joshua more than anyone to look good.
You know, we're talking big guys, thick guys. I remember Johnny Midnight, he's a DJ in South City, South San Francisco, wanted to introduce me to Felipe Wynn. He told me, listen, Felipe Wynn, the lead singer, the former lead singer of the Spinners, is going to be playing in Oakland this week, blah, blah. I'd like to take you over there and see him. I said, no, I don't think so. I ain't got the time, blah, blah. Anyway, Felipe Wynn drops dead in that Oakland club the night that I didn't go to the concert. What I'm trying to allude to is that Johnny used to tell me that Felipe was big. So when guys now, I guess that's the word people use now instead of fat. Big is the accepted word.
Big, heavy set, you know, I think is the definite way to go. Yeah.
All right.
We'll go with that.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about the lighter weights. We talk about 126, 130, 135 pounds. Earlier, I mentioned the fact that Manny Pacquiao considered by some people, really a live underdog. There are people, experts willing to come out, the professor, Hector Martinez, others willing to come out and say that they're willing to, like, put back Manny in this fight against Keith Thurman. How can they do that?
Well, I strongly feel that Manny Pacquiao will win this fight and win this fight convincingly. He picked a perfect guy at 147 pounds that is unbeaten in Keith Thurman, that has a name, but we know his inconsistency over the past couple of years. We know the lack of passion. So if you pick on a Earl Spence or Terrence Crawford at 147, another top guy, the other two top guys, I should say, that are unbeaten, you know, in the welterweight division, those guys are more of a risk. There's a lot of credibility in beating Keith Thurman at Manny Pacquiao's age of 40 at this point, and Keith Thurman's very vulnerable. He's very beatable. I like this fight for Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is going to show him angles he's never seen before. He's going to get hit with straight lefts he's never seen before. And Keith Thurman struggled with Josito Lopez. Now, I know they always say some people fight down to their opponent. No disrespect to Josito. Ooh. But you know what, man? Keith Thurman did not look good in that fight. I thought the referee was going to stop it at some point, and that's not me exaggerating. Just me looking at it with my eyes, you know, calling it as I see it. I think Manny Pacquiao knocks out Keith Thurman and hopefully retires after that, because that'd be one hell of a way to cap off a Hall of Fame spectacular career.
Okay, since we have Mr. Keith Thurman involved here, and Keith's got a cannabis background, can you check on the marijuana rules on boxing in the state of Nevada for us for next week's show?
Yeah,
and tell us what's going
on.
If a guy's using like a month before the fight, it's on the month before the fight, it shows up in his system. Are they arresting? Disqualifying guys now for pot and that kind of stuff. That's interesting. Anyway, Oleg Usyk. I saw a picture of him at BoxRec.com. Still an ugly man. I mean, I'm sorry, man, but he's a guy that you want to send over. If somebody gnarly is dating your sister and you like your sister, this is a guy to send over to that guy's house. Okay, this is the guy. But, you know, if you want to, like, look for a Robert Redford type of guy in movies, it ain't happening. Oleg Usyk, he's hurt. When's he going to fight?
Hopefully soon. It's a torn bicep, though, man. Ooh. So that's a bad injury.
Steroid injury.
Yeah, you know, we know he's bulking up. You know, we see what happened.
Steroid injury.
He was going to have a good fight, you know, scheduled with Carlos Takam, which would have been one heck of a test in his first fight at heavyweight, man. The stones on Usyk for trying to take on an opponent of that stature. And that was supposed to be last night, as a matter of fact.
Not if he's cheating, Johnny. Not if he's cheating, because listen, I never heard anybody ripping a bicep before the world of performance enhancing drugs. Just didn't hear about it in boxing, man. I just didn't hear. I'm telling you, I've been around a little while. Just didn't hear it. All of a sudden, torn muscles, biceps and triceps. You see this with guys that have used performance enhancing drugs and or Flintstone vitamins, which mean anabolic steroids and that kind of good stuff. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. And if Usyk, you know, Usyk's from a part of the world where it's not foreign to them to cheat.
Oh, that's totally understood. And I read you 100% with what you're saying. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he's never been, caught before in the past. And I know he's trying to bulk up a little bit, put that muscle on. Maybe he was going a little too hard. I'm going to say right now that I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and hopefully he keeps it clean, as we always want everyone to keep it clean. Like we always say, we're not hitting baseballs. We're hitting people in the head and in vital organs. So, guys, please, let's keep the sport clean.
Johnny, Evander Holyfield tested clean. He never tested positive either.
No, but, I mean, they're Evan no. Fields, that was tough.
I didn't mean that. What I'm
smoking
just
gun.
I know. I understand that. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, guys that are good at it, at using these steroids, have used them. I mean, T.J. Dillashaw, we find out that he potentially was using that, the former UFC bantamweight champion. He was potentially using EPO for years. He was shooting into himself. Of course, EPO makes you recover faster. In other words, if your oxygen level and you're breathing when you sit down, it usually takes you 45 to 60 seconds to recover. If you do an EPO, you recover in 18 to 25 seconds. That's an amazing difference.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. The benefits of that thing, I think that's the most beneficial one, is recovery, you know, especially when you're in fights, when you're in between rounds. And we saw, you know, we were talking highly about Manny Pacquiao, but there's also a dark side, you know, to this sport and these athletes, which I think a lot of them have juiced or still are currently on cycles and programs. But what I was getting at is that we saw Manny early in his career when he was knocking everyone out, late in fights, recovering in between rounds in such a way that was just like baffling. But at the time, we didn't question it because we were enjoying it so much. Like in baseball, when everyone's hit home runs, I think it was like 96, McGuire and Sosa going crazy. No one's really questioning it because we're all enjoying it. But then in hindsight, you're like, man, we were real stupid. You know, like this is not humanly possible. And that's why I have to throw some shade at some guys and say that, especially in the recovery department, there's certain things that humans could do and there's certain things they can't do. And this presses the limits of belief.
I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to field to the professor himself. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer next week. If we do a show live next week, has PBC, I mean, they gave Al Haymon, loaned Al Haymon $600. Somebody invested $600 million in Al Haymon. Is he worth the $600 million, and has that investment paid off in your mind?
Is he worth it? I think he's a great businessman, so yes. And I think that the deal with Fox was huge, and a lot of fighters trusted him. He's made a lot of fighters a lot of money, Floyd Mayweather being one of them. Enough said there. In terms of the future of the PBC, I believe he's trying to sell. And I'm very interested in seeing who decides to come in. And this is a strong, I'm going to say rumor, but a very strong rumor. And I think he's done a great job. I mean, the PBC is running shows just about every week. Again, he's in bed with Fox. They're doing pay-per-views, which is going to generate a lot of money. So I got to say, Mr. Al Haymon, you know, and also he had a great music career. So I got to say hats off to Mr. Al Haymon.
Showtime coming back on June 21st with like, six undefeated fights, or what's, I mean, 600 undefeated fighters, 91-0, something like that. What's going on? Is Showtime going to make a move, or I thought they were dead, sick of forking them?
I got to say, with the Fandor, I think you're talking about Sebastian Fandor versus Hector Zabita card on Showtime Showbox. For a Showbox card, that's what the old school grassroots Showbox was, similar to Boxing After Dark. Now we're starting to get that look of desperation in Showtime. Hey, give me that look, because they're going to be hungry. And they're going to throw some competitive stuff out there, because the diehards, such as myself, we're bitching and moaning, man. We're not happy right now because Showtime hasn't really done much. And I think whatever they're going to do moving forward, unfortunately, especially in particular with Deontay Wilder, who they just dumped a lot of money into, you know, which I don't blame them because he's a great character. And I think ultimately he is going to become a superstar. That's who they dumped the money in, and that's going to be their pay-per-view guy.
Real quick in the close, we'll talk with the undefeated Johnny Signorello about the weekend of Austin Trout, the former WBA super welterweight, 154-pound champion. Of course, take a look at next week's show, get his next week's card, get his real quick opinion. Talk about a prediction from Johnny Signorello next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Come on over here, man. He's been here before. He done broke records here before. He's a legend of the sport, and it'd be my honor to fight him next.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 57 minutes past hour. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, of course, May 26, 2019. On the line, of course, via Skype from Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Undefeated himself. Talk about Johnny Signorella. Austin Trout no longer undefeated, but a draw last night. Was that worthy?
It was a decent fight, but Terrell Gachet, who was his opponent at 154, I thought Terrell won the fight. You know, now they're going to run this thing back, and I'm over Austin Trout, man. Decent career, but come on, let's move on. Let's let the younger guys come in and handle the business now.
Okay, bottom line is, of course, we got it going down, the three-fourths of the World Heavyweight Championship. Next week, I'm talking about Anthony Joshua defending against Andy Ruiz. Johnny Signorella, Mr. Undefeated from Las Vegas, make a bold prediction, or maybe a not-so-bold prediction. How do you see it?
Anthony Joshua stops Andy Ruiz under 9 rounds. I'm figuring around the 7th.
I'm thinking about four.
Because go.
I think if he doesn't do this early and if he doesn't do it impressively and he looks like he did against Klitschko as he got tired against Klitschko, and then I know that's several years ago, this and that, but I'm looking back at Joshua and I'm saying to myself, you know, if Joshua and Wilder shoot it out, I like Wilder early, I like Joshua late. But do I like Joshua that late? Because he really isn't the most, you know, stamina-laced guy in the entire world if he's had the fight. So who knows? It's sort of like a 1-2-3. Any of these three guys can win, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, or Anthony Joshua, and that's what keeps us going from one week to another. Of course, will they eventually hook up? Yes, but not this year. You think 2020?
I think we might get it this year, man. I'm Mr. Optimistic over here that I am. I think we might get it this year.
Okay, what? The Wilder-Fury rematch?
No, I think we're going to get Joshua Wilder this year.
So Tyson Fury
gets
aced out?
On that. Fury's going to do his thing with ESPN, and we'll see him probably face the winner of Joshua in my perfect world, Joshua and Wilder in the new year.
Okay, Johnny, run off the YouTube info.
Check us out, Ring Talk Worldwide. Search us on YouTube. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. Play it safe out there. We'll talk next week.
The undefeated John Signorello. This show is produced by the incredibly talented Scott Cuddy. No doubt about that. I thank him. Without him, there would be no show. Without you, there would be no show. You could be doing a million things right now, but you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, so I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on this channel.